أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوبهم أقفالها. صدق الله العليم. Honorable Ulama Karam, respected brothers and elders in Islam, let us all be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the opportunity that Allah has given us in this world to connect with the revelation, to be connected with Kalamullah, to connected with Ayatullah. In this world, we want to be connected with the greatest. Whatever you feel, it is great. Whatever you feel, it is something valuable. You want to achieve it, you want to be part of it. But we have really failed to understand the revelation, the Kalamullah, Ayatullah, the value of Kalamullah, the value of Ayatullah, the signs of Allah. Every word has been said ayah, it is a sign. Al-Mu'jiza Khalida. It is an eternal miracle. Something which is representing Allah. There's two things which is represent, you know, presenting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this earth. Allah, you know, we all over the world, everybody is celebrating Easter. The belief of Christians that's not the correct belief according to us, that Isa alayhi salam presenting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as Muslims, the Quran and Kalamullah, the Ayatullah is guiding us. No. They are the messengers, Rasulullah. They are the Rasul of Allah. They are the mediators between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will convey the message time to time. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the same. Jibril alayhi salam was a mediator between the Rasul and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were mediators. It's chosen by Allah. يَصْطَفِي مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ رُسُلًا وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. That selection is purely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody knows why Isa alayhi salam was selected. Can you give a scientific reason? No. Why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was selected? Can you give a scientific reason? No. Why the Arabic language? You can argue, you can go on, but the end of the day, the final decision by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are the mediator who convey the message of Allah, the creator of all this universe. He convey the message to us. But they don't represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are makhluq. They are creation of Allah. They have human feelings. They have flaws in them. They are not complete. Although they are ma'soom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. But you can go through in the Quran and you can see there are so many places where our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes human errors. Abasa wa tawalla. Human error. If you look at Abasa, there was a person who is blind man who wanted to speak to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was busy with something very important. Speaking to the leaders of the Quraysh. And this man is blind. This man, is in community. It's not something important. And he's blind. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just, he was not happy entertaining him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed and you know, rectify the mistake. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى. This proved that he's a human. Isa alayhi salam, he was running. He was crucified. That's what they say, am I right? But according to us, what? He was not crucified. Allah protected him. Allah elevated him. Right? Why was he running? Because he's a human. So nobody, no creation can represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all the creation has some sign. If you look at the creation of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Ar-Rum very clearly explains, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. It is an ayah. Same thing, the Quranic verse also been refers as what? Ayatullah. And the creation, Allah creating us from the, you know, from clay, it says this is ayatullah. And it says about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating our spouses from us, it is ayatullah. And خَلَقَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Because why he says ayah? This is his, you know, his ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proved. He's challenging. Can anyone create a human being like this? A creation like this? Allahu Akbar. No one can. They can try. You know, now it's the era, the digital era. Now they come into what? Robotics, right? I see a lot of youngsters are studying about, you know, artificial human intelligence. Am I right? They're trying. But in order to do that, they need to what? Study us. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Creation. This is one ayah. The khalq, makhluq, the creations of Allah is referred as ayatullah. Where you can connect yourself. You can connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through pondering. Looking at these ayatullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring in the Quran. It says about namal, nahl. Look at the ant, look at the bee, heavens and the earth, the mountain, the camel. Allahu Akbar. Alam tara ila rabbi kayfa madda al-dhil walau sha'a laja'alahu sakina. Look at the shadow. All this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring that. Through the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, our religion Islam is referred as Millata Abikum Ibrahim. Millata Abikum Ibrahim. It's a religion of your father who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, there was no one to teach Ibrahim alayhi salam who is Allah. He lived in an era filled with idol worship. No messengers came, no Rasul came, because we as human, we need someone assistant to live a human life, to live a modest life, to live a respectful life. You know why we are respectful? Because our parents taught us to be respectful. You know why we are eating with hands? Because we saw our parents, our elders were eating with hands. No, we won't use hands. So all these two guidance we need. We need the guidance that so we know, okay, hands is for this. We eat with the right hands, am I right? We eat with the right hand. Who taught us? You know, we don't eat with the left hand. We eat with the right hand. You mean? Who taught us? This is the deen, guide us. So it gives us guidance. How to dress, what to dress, when to dress. How to eat, what to eat. All this guidance. We as human, we need this guidance. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was living in a time where there's no guidance. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, we have to be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were born in an environment where that environment guided us to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was by default. By default. You know, there are certain options, it's just default. You did not go. But alhamdulillah, now amongst us might be brothers, not by default, by choice, they have made effort and they have connect themselves with Almighty Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam was not by default. He was looking at the creation and through ayatullah he connects. The moon, the sun, the heavens and the, you know, we're looking at it. And then there is another ayat of Allah But there's two different ayat. I want you to keep this very, you know, listen to this very carefully. One ayah is makhlukullah. All that is makhluk, created. It is all creation of Allah. Right? That is what? All the creation, what exists, it is the ayah. It is the science of Allah, but it is what? Makhluk. Created by Allah. There is another ayah which exists, eternal. The science, which we have to be directly connected to that. That is the Kalamullah. The speech, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalamullah is not makhlukullah. Remember. It is part of Allah. It is not a creation. It's not a creation. There was a time our scholars sacrificed their life. Just, you know, the theological debate, academic debate, whether the Quran is a creation or the Quran is a part of Allah. The political leaders, they were citing in another opinion, and ulamas, they sacrificed their life. They said, no, this is not, because if it's a creation, there is what? False. If it's a creation, then you're always going to find what? Creation is not complete. We are not complete. We are dependent. We are not complete. We are not flawless. We make a lot of mistakes. But the Kalamullah, there is no mistakes. If you're going to refer the Kalamullah to be the creation, then you're going to have a problem. You're going to say that there is mistakes in the Quran. There's a mistake in the word of Allah. No. You will never find this is the challenge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mu'jiza, which will, it's eternal, which will be. As long as this mu'jiza has been read, followed, and remembered, Allah has been mentioned, this world will exist. That's why I said, I chose the topic, Quran is soul of creation. No soul will exist if Kalamullah doesn't exist in this world. No soul. Everything will be dead. Allah will destroy this world. The Qiyamah will come. The end of the world will come. The Sa'ah will come. If the Quran is being elevated. Allahu Akbar. This is Kalamullah. It is a mu'jiza. It is part of Allah. But the nutuq, talafuz, you know, the utterance of it, it is, you know, it is sounds come from us. So there might be mistakes. You know, you see different Qurras read different ways. There might be because the pronunciation is from us. That is our sound. But the word itself, the combination of the letters, the harf, the word which vocabulary to be used there, it is what? It is part of Allah's speech. Allahu Akbar. So, mashallah, this year's Path to Piety conference is something very important. We need to go back to our basic. If we are not going to be connected with the Quran, this battle of, you know, Shawaliullah Dehlavi, we have a lot of Indian communities here, one of the greatest scholars who lived in that century. One of the main effort he did was, because what happened, people tempt after a while, they fade away and walk away slowly by slowly from the Quran. Signs of Quran. Quran will be read and all that, but it is ritual. How do we approach the Quran? One of his vision was that he wanted to, you know, general and connect people with the Quran. Allahu Akbar. People were reading Quran, but they were not connected to the Quran. So he trained his students to go to masajid everywhere and conduct lessons, tarjuma, tafsir, and enlighten them. Enlighten their heart and mind. And sometimes we think Quran belongs to us. We as Muslims, we think Quran belongs to us. Allah is speaking to us. Do you accept that? No, Quran doesn't belong. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the property of all creation. Not only for us. It is guided. We are responsible. We need to represent Quran in all forms of life. You know where we represent Quran? In the masjid in Salah, mashallah. We have our Quras, read well. Good, alhamdulillah, we have to do it. The beauty of the recitation of the Quran, you don't find in that beauty of behavior of the person who reads the Quran in the market. You need to beautify your behavior. You need to beautify and purify your thoughts. That means you are not enlightened. One, I said, Quran is soul of creations. One reason you understood that. Now I'm going to come in another way and explain to you, Quran is the soul of creation and it is the light of all creation. Light of the creation. Because if you do not have light, you don't have guidance. You're in dark. Creation need guidance and light. How are we going to give this? Everybody around, all the creation has to benefit from this Quran. Not only me and you. So we're going to go everywhere, street, and start teaching about the Quran, preaching. Going to do that. That is the one form. Yes, we go preach. But more than that, you know what? In the Quran itself, there is some beautiful example how you don't need to go to them. You can attract them towards the Quran. They will come towards you if you are a person of Quran. If you have the spirit, if you have that light, if you have it, they will come towards you. Allahu Akbar. In the time of Makkah, there is so many seerah I mentioned. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he used to read the Quran and others used to get attracted. Even the, you know, disbelievers used to get attracted. Musa bin Umair radiyallahu anhu, he went to Medina. And one of the primary thing he used to do is sit in a place and read Quran loud. Allahu Akbar. They used to listen Arab, they understood the language, they got attracted towards the Quran. In Suratul Jinn, the jinnat says what? سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ. The jinnat, they were reading, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reading the Quran and they were going and, you know, telling this story, we heard something which was read, ajab, something which is amazing. Allahu Akbar. Even people do not know the language, if you read it in front of them, it gives them life, it gives them the feeling of it. Every year, in the beginning of the year, I think right around the world, they may have religious ceremony to begin the year. Back home in Sri Lanka, all the government institutions, they do have, you know, a religious event to begin the year. So I've been regularly invited by, you know, Central Bank of Sri Lanka. So 3-4 times I've been there. This time when I was going, particularly a non-Muslim brother and a Muslim, actually a sister, she walked up to me and she said, Sheikh, before you start, you know, giving the lecture, we want you to read Quran for a little longer. And I asked why. They don't understand. No, last time you came and read, all of them enjoyed. They personally requested me, ask your sheikh to read little. It is soothing. Allahu Akbar. They are not Muslimun. They are not Muslimun. They have not got the opportunity to at least listening, feeling, tasting it. They don't understand the language, but it has the power of pulling people towards it. It is a spirit. It gives life. But do we do that? And it is like, you know, you have to read it sincerely. You must enjoy reading it. Connect yourself word by word. Allahu Akbar. Connect yourself. Every surah when you're reading, you need to enjoy it. Connect yourself with it. It is story, you know, it takes you back in the history. Again, while you're reading, it speaks about the present problem that you are facing. Allahu Akbar. The challenges that you're facing. You go on reading, it speaks about the future challenges. What you're going to expect in future. It goes front, back, Allahu Akbar. How beautiful. You know what is life? It's a soul. Quran, we need to enlighten ourselves. What does the sun does? Sun do not go every house and give light. The moon does not go into every house and what? Give light. It has its own light. Am I right? It has its own. It has its own power. What happened? Everyone is benefiting. As a person of the Quran, you need to enlighten yourself. Spiritually, you need to purify yourself. Intellectually and academically, you need to enlighten yourself. Behavior-wise, you need to what? Beautify your behavior to Quran. Now, what is happening? There will be a time you're not going to find modest people. You're not going to find people, honest people. You're not going to find people who are speaking truth. People of Quran is going to be outstanding. They say, oh, this man is so beautiful when he speaks. He's so humble. He behaves so politely. Allahu Akbar. Because they do not know. Then what makes you different? What makes you different? Then it attracts you. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his khuluq, his character was, you know, beautified through Quran. Aisha radiallahu anhu, we ask about the Quran, about the akhlaq, the character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Kuhu al-Quran, it is the Quran. Quran teaches us how to walk. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحَى. When you walk arrogantly, nobody wants to greet you, nobody wants to talk to you. Our guys, you know, a lot of basketball players, they will always pop. Feel high. You know, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحَى. You do not have that authority to walk that way. You need to walk humbly. Speaks about the women, modest. How women should walk. Allahu Akbar. تَمْشِ. Wow. Shuaib alayhi salam's daughters, how did they walk? عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. With modesty. عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. The walk of modesty. Quran teaches us what to eat. كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Halal comes after. Halal is for Muslims alone. But طَيِّبَات is for all human beings. كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We have authorities coming and checking about the hygiene. That is the guidance from the Quran. If it is not طَيِّب, they say it is expired. Reject the food. It's not, you know, it's not really worthy for human consumption. Because the Quran is guiding. Teaching us what to dress, how to dress. Allahu Akbar. Libasu taqwa. Quran says that. It teaches us how to dress, how to eat, how to walk. This guidance is a universal guidance, remember. It is not only Quran has contributed in all civilizations, remember. You will not find a world, a civilized world. You will not find roads like this. You will not find a neighborhood like this. If it wasn't for Quran. All this because the people, when the Quran was revealed, they were living a barbaric life. They did not know how to live. You will not find a family unit. People will not live as a family. They will just live as animals. Quran guided that. Your maharims. You can have desire, but these are maharims. You cannot get married them. You can marry these people. You cannot marry these people. Allahu Akbar. Your distance has to be maintained. Who guides us? Quran. Quran teaches our mothers. When you're feeding, lactation, people go counseling. Doctors, you know, you need to feed your child the breast milk, the mother's milk is the best milk. Quran says, حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ. Allahu Akbar. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَ. Two complete years. I was just before traveling consulting the doctor. Doctor said, don't. You know, why are you consulting me? Your Quran, you know. The doctor was not a Muslim. My wife was consulting. He said, why are you consulting me? He said, your Quran says 2 years. You just temporarily stop, go back, come and feed, continue. Allah will give the milk. Allahu Akbar. Quran is guiding us in all part of our life. So, my respected brothers, how can we connect ourselves? And once we connect ourselves with the Quran, in all aspects of our life. As a youngster, I saw a topic. It's about advice of Luqman alayhi salam, Surah Luqman. Every young man should learn about it. Allahu Akbar. How do I behave with my parents, elders? Isa alayhi salam, he says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. He is a prophet of Allah. He doesn't have a father. But he has to be righteous towards his mother. Allahu Akbar. You can be anyone in this world. You can be the president of the world. You can be the king of the world. But mother, you cannot go above her. Allahu Akbar. You cannot go above your parents. This Quran teaches us. Surah Luqman teaches, guides us. Luqman alayhi salam's advice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have selected those. And you know, mentioned in the Quran. Teaches how to be patient. How to reflect. You know why I said, if we as Muslims who have this, the greatest gift, the connection with the greatest. You know, Allah, we don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically. If you want to see Allah physically, that is the kalamullah. But you cannot see physically. The ayatullah, you cannot connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gives you, you know, the strength. Islamophobia everywhere happening. But what gives us the strength and the courage? Says, Anna Allah ma'ana. Allahu Akbar. Allah is with us. That gives us the courage. That spirit comes from Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned people, the munafiqun, coming around and they were just, you know, frightening the sahaba. They were saying, you know, all these armies, everybody's around. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. They did not get scared. Because of Islamophobia, we don't run away from Islam, we become stronger. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Allah. You can only say that حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ if you are connected with Allah. Remember that. If you are connected with ذِكْرُ. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. If you forget Allah, if you do not remember Him, if you are not connected with Him, remember, you will forget yourself. You know what I mean if you forget yourself? You don't know who you are. You're off. Sometimes you walk naked, you're off. You see people, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. They do not know, I'm the most honorable creation, so I need to be modest. I need to be respectful. Why they behave like that? Because Allah has made them forget themselves. Allahu Akbar. Some parents doesn't know how to behave. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ. The spirit of Quran is gone. So he's like a dead person. The nur, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. The nur, the light of Quran is gone. So he's, although he has, it's a dead person walking around. It's going to be a burden for the community, for the family, for the whole world. That is the problem. The dead souls are ruling the world. The spirit of the Quran with us. That's why Abu al-Hasan Ali Husayn Nadawi, you know, scholars have, you know, the scholars from Indian continents have contributed greatly. And this is one of the scholars who contributed. He lived in this century, actually. You know, although we just started in 19th century, he lived. We started the, you know, this part, the last part of it. I had, alhamdulillah, when I was a young boy, I had opportunity of, you know, seeing him, visiting him. MashaAllah, the contribution he has done, the great. He wrote when he was in 30s, very young man, young boy. He had never visited the Arab world at all, but he was influenced by his family and surrounding with Arabic language. He wrote a very challenging book. ماذا خسر العالم بانحطاط المسلمين. You know, we think the Muslims have lost. It's not lost for us, remember. If we lose, it is a loss for the entire humanity. If we lose the moral value, It is a loss for the entire humanity in all the creation. If we lose power, if we lose the strength, that means the whole world is gone. They are at lost. He approaches the history in that way because he said, what the contribution with the Iqra, the word of Iqra. All this science exists. We're not going to be using this microphone. We're not going to be using electricity. We're not going to have any of these energies. If it wasn't for the Muslims who were enlightened by the command of Allah, Iqra, read, tadabbur, explore, and extract from those creation of Allah and from those knowledge, ilm yuntafa'u bihi, knowledge which will benefit. They died, and they did not do for the commercial benefit. No, they did it for free of charge. That was their hobby. The research, the reading, the writings, all were their hobby. They did it. They loved it. They enjoyed it. Like, you guys play, game station. You guys play for money? You just made maybe some artificial points. No value. Right? Spend time on that. You just enjoy. It's a hobby. Our scholars, they were inspired by the Quran. They were enlightened by the Quran. They were just, dedicating the whole night in research and reading, like how we spend the night. In what? Playing games. This is what happened. So they divert ourselves. That was their game. Of seeing, comparing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different energy that Allah has kept in this world. They brought us through those commitments, through those sacrifices. We have such a beautiful world physically. Remember, world is beautiful physically. But not as what? As people, as a community, as creation. No. We have lost that peace. We have lost that barakah. Because we do not have the Quran within us. Connecting ourselves. And remember, if we are a Muslim living in a society, in a community, who is connected with the Quran, he will give life, light, and hope for all those who surround it. A man will be really stressful down. Come to this man with the Quran. He will give them hope. Allahu Akbar. This is our responsibility. This is how we translate and present ourselves with the Quran. And benefit. We cannot, draw us away. We need to change our approach of the approach of our da'wah. Approach of our da'wah. All this infrastructure, mashallah, I just heard good news. You guys have bought a new property. It's good. Why we need the infrastructure? Produce this type of people. People of Quran. If we fail to do that, we have failed as a generation, remember. We have just built buildings. We have just built buildings. We have not, what? Created a generation who is going to take the spirit of Quran. Our approach has to change. The love for the Quran, alhamdulillah, we have come from one stage to another stage. There was a time people didn't know how to read Quran. But alhamdulillah, we have come up. But it has to go to the next level. Every Muslim should understand the Quran. Every Muslim should be connected with the Quran. It doesn't mean you become a mufti. It's unfortunate. Everybody mufti, giving fatwa is different. Spiritually connecting in the Quran is a different thing. You're not expert. You may know some small troubleshooting. Yes, you do that. That's like, small mas'ala as wudu and, things. Okay, fine. You know that. There are complicated things. You will consult what? The experts. You're not going to play. You have a headache, you may be taking a Tylenol, fine. But headache is not stopping. You're not going to take 10 tablets. You're going to say, hold on. I need to go and consult the expert. So the ulamas are the expert in the field. You're going to consult them when you have a problem. But spiritually, you need to try to connect yourself. Our Qari who was, the student who was reading, Inna Quran al-Fajr kana mashhuda. Allahu Akbar. The Quran of time of Fajr, when you read the Quran, the Quran is going to be bear witness. Allahu Akbar. So we need to give life to this world. World is dead. We need to give light to this world. We need to give hope to this world. We need to empower the creation of Allah. That can only happen if we connect ourselves to the Quran. We need to enlighten ourselves, purify ourselves, beautify ourselves, strengthen ourselves, have hope within us. Allahu Akbar, even you, one man can change. We know the Suratul Buruj story. Hope one of the scholars will touch that surah, Suratul Buruj. A young man alone, he was enlightened by Kalamullah with the revelation. This story happened before the time of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One man alone, he proved the ayah of Allah is more powerful. It can protect anything. He proved being a one young man alone, Allahu Akbar. And he gave the entire community such a courage, they just became Muslim. And then the king got angry. King, you know, dug a huge trench and put fire on it and said, if you believe in Allah, you have to jump in this. You know, the Quran gave those people such a spirit, they're ready to sacrifice their life, not worship the king, Allahu Akbar. All of them jumped and said, you know, this is what we want. This is the spirit, this is the courage, this is the hope. But unfortunately, we have now so many doubts in us. Science is good, but you must remember there is a point that science cannot go beyond that. If you try to explore beyond that, you're going to go off. You're going to have with certain things. So you need the guidance, you need the revelation. The way it comes, the problem is going to be solved from there. You can all of you get together and ask, what is ruh? Yes, aluna kani ruh. Soul, the spirit, the life. Do the science have a solution for it? Can they capture it and keep and create a bank of ruh, arwah? Say, you know, when you die, give your life. Someone is dying, I'm going to put it, donate. You can donate, organ donation is happening. That's that. That is the advancement of science. You donate your organs, that's fine, because it's a physical form. But when it comes to life, ruh is not physical. It is the direct command from Allah. Allahu Akbar. You cannot have a bank for it. So what the Quran does not connect with your physical body. It connects with your ruh. Ala bidhikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. Remember this qulub, the mufassirun says, is not only the qalb of insan, it is the qulub of all the creation. Allahu Akbar. All the creation. You can try this, I'm telling you. You have two plants at home. Keep one plant far away from the Quran. Just, you know, all the musics and raves and all those games and lights, keep that plant. And every day you water it. And you keep another plant away from all those and with the environment of Quran. You sit next to that plant and just water the same level of menu and just keep reading Quran. You're going to see the different life in these both the plants. Try it out. Next year, path to piety, bring the plant and see the difference. Experiment. You don't want to do that. You don't want to take that effort of doing it. You try it, that happens. It gives happiness, it gives barakah at home, it gives peace. Just the recitation alone, so once it's enlightened us, what happens? You start loving all the creation. You're not going to have hatred in your heart. So we as Muslims have to have that spirit. Our soul have to be purified. So inshallah we can give hope and life to Allah. So hope inshallah with this opening session. Alhamdulillah, I'm really grateful that Allah gave me the opportunity to be. One of the masjid I love to be, you know, travel around the world. I love to be with you. With a lot of youngsters. I see hope. I see hope. I see a lot of people keen. You know, it has to change you. You become a better person, Allahu Akbar. You become a better person, that's it. That's it. Change the idea. Just want to conclude with one thing. This is what you connect yourself with ulamas and scholars and advice, how you can transform. I met a student in the university. According to his cutout marks, he has got selected to in the Department of Zoology. You know what zoology, they study about? Animal behaviors. The welfare of animals. How taking care of the animals, the wild animals, the domestic animals. When you cage them, how to feed them, what is the level, and you know, all those things. This is called zoology. It's a science, a department alone. And this student was very upset about it. He came to me when I went for a lecture. He said, Sheikh, you know what? You know, this is what I've got. What do I do? I've just planned to quit. I don't want to study. Then I told him, okay, give me some time. Let me do some reading. And you come to me for some consultation. But he was very keen. You see. There are some students or some people come and consult us. They're not sincere. They just, when they see a sheikh, they just remember a question. By the way, they just ask a question. They walk around. But some are really looking for what? Solution and guidance. They will travel. They will make effort and go and visit the sheikhs, ustads. So I was just seeing whether this youngster is keen or he just wanna, he saw me and, but he was keen. After 3 days, he contacted me. He traveled about 200 kilometers. He came and met me. See? So I felt, oh, yes, I need to give some time. I spent about 3 hours with him, going through. I gave him some explanation. You know what? Being kind and loving to the creation of Allah, through that you can obtain Jannah. There are enough of evidence in Seerah. There's enough of evidence in the Quran you can take, where we as Muslims, we must be loving not only for the human being, even for of the creation of Allah. We know about a lady, she was not a good lady, you know, misbehave herself, but just being kind to the dog, giving some water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what? Forgave her and then granted her Jannah. So being that. So I said, you know, Allah has given you, you're going to study free. If you change your intention, that you're going to take care of the creation of Allah, the well-being of the creation. You see where the Quran connects. In your field, in your department, the intention changes. You're going to be rewarded. See, whatever you study, it is not for the, you know, how much money you're going to make. No. It is about how much contribution you're going to do for this world. Remember. How much contribution, not how much you're going to aim. It's unfortunate. That's what we think. When before we go on, we do that. MashaAllah, 3 years later, I meet him. His life has changed. Allahu Akbar. You know, he made so much dua. He told Sheikh, you know what? Your guidance gave me so much. I'm enjoying. I'm so happy. I'm happy. I'm feeling like I'm serving Allah. Allahu Akbar. See what happens. The love created. So you need this guidance. You need this guidance. Connect yourself. And then the final conclusion, we prepare ourselves and our children to live. Right? From the time the children are born, we're preparing them to live. Right? Don't forget, we as Muslims are connected with the Quran. We have to simultaneously, parallelly, have to prepare them to live as well as prepare them to die. Every minute you are living, every second you are living, and every second you are dying. Don't forget that. Your 1 second is gone. That means that second is dead. This second, you are living. Gone. Living. Dying. Right? At the last, what you're going to do? This you'll do in the end. Once you take your last breath and let it go, you're dead. So remember, prepare yourself to live as well as to die. And after your death, if you want to live, you need to connect yourself with the Quran. And the last, after every khatam of the Quran, once you end the reading or recitation of the Quran, the dua of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, Allahumma anis wahshati fi qabri. Allahumma anis wahshati fi qabri. Allah, make this Quran my companion when I'm alone in the qabr. Allahu Akbar. So it's going to give you life. It's going to give you nur. It's going to give you the spirit. Allahumma arhamni bil Quran al-azim. وَجَعَلْهُ لِي إِمَامًا وَنُورًا وَهُدًى. Wallah, make this Quran my imam, who will guide me, my leader. I'm going to follow. You say Imam Shafi, Imam Hanafi, I'm right? Yes, you need to follow them because they went on that path. Make this Quran imam and noor, my light. وَهُدَى, guidance. Allahumma ذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُمَا نَسِيتُ. I may forget, I have in recitation, I would have made mistake, or in my practice, remind me, Allah, I have done this. وَعَلِّمْنِي مِنْهُمَا جَهِلْتُ. And teach me, there are so many things that I have to learn. Teach me those I do not know, I do not have knowledge about. وَرْزُقُنِي تِلَاوَتَهُ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ. Wallah, give me the opportunity, the tawfiq to read this Quran night and during the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you the opportunity to be connected to the revelation. And mashallah, the remaining, there are a lot of scholars, mashallah, much more knowledgeable than me, much more experienced. And alhamdulillah, they have traveled all the way. Actually, it is bi-adab. We must travel to the scholars. But alhamdulillah, now we make things easy, you know. It's very convenient. Travels, the scholars are traveling towards us. So make use of it. You know, make use of the, you know, opportunity that you're getting. Try to learn and benefit from them, inshallah, before they leave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. I thank all of you and I pray that this event is going to be really success. Success is not measured by the number. Success is measured by the changes and the transformation which happens within you and within your family and community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.